I could have a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom.
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything, boys, school.
Cutting and burning
clothes.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If it were real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
Just listen and be supportive.
Probably talk to him about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Carrie intentionally burned her arms with a curling iron.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
She got help and tries to help others.
Just listen and be supportive, but also don't enable the person to feel sorry for themselves and to keep going downhill. Try to stay away from that by encouraging them. How can you go forward? What do you need to do to make something positive out of this?
Who needs you to be supportive? From the Mennonite Churches and Faith and Values Media.
Would you be the one to carry? feel, but you don't care. I say tell me the truth, but you don't dare. You say love is a hell you cannot bear. And I say give me my back and then go there for all I care. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds, you're not at all what you seem. This mind, this body and this voice cannot be stifled by your deviant ways. I have never been so insulted in all my life. I could swallow the sea twice down all this pride. First you run like a fool just to be at my side. And now you run like a fool but you just run to hide and I can't abide. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds, you're not at all what you seem. This mind, this body and this voice cannot be stifled by your deviant ways. So don't forget what I told you, don't come around, I got my own hell to raise. Don't make it a big deal, don't be so sensitive. We're not playing a game anymore, you don't have to be so defensive. Don't you plead me your case, don't bother to explain. Don't even show me your face, cause it's a crying shame. Just go back to the rock from under which you came. Take the sorrow you gave and all the stakes you claim. And don't forget the blame. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds and you're not at all what you seem. This mind, this body, this voice cannot be stifled by your deviant ways. So don't forget what I told you, don't come around, I got my own hell to raise. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds and you're not at all what you seem. This mind is bad.
You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Taps, Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Ryan Merlin, at the Boston Medium. I'm so sorry for this late start. You know, you can never really sometimes predict the way the traffic is going. You just, you know, you leave at a certain time and you drive and you expect to get to your destination at a certain time, but sometimes it just doesn't happen. Sometimes, for some reason, traffic is slower than usual. And even when you plan ahead, And anytime that happens, I never throw a hissy fit. I'm just like, let's cruise with this. Let's go with this. I don't fight anything. I'm just like, that's what it's all about. It's all about spontaneous flow. And thank God I'm actually here at 6:15. I was here before, but I was setting up. But anyways, so grateful to be here. Another wonderful, amazing night here at the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. This is just magical every single week. Every single time we get to do this, it keeps going. The party keeps starting, and it never ends. We're partying with spirit, we're celebrating life, and we're doing this all in style. We're raising the vibration, and the Earth's frequency we made an upgrade. So give yourself a round of applause. That whole craziness that you just went through in the fall, actually, that was the Earth getting you ready for an upgrade. So once 2024 comes around, you're in for a surprise. You're gonna get such a surprise. Surprise, surprise. So anyways, stay tuned. We're going to do the guided meditation after this snazzy hit from the Geezers, Rawhide. I love you so much. This is Paranormal Playground Sounds, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Taps, Freeform Radio.
turned you down, and you wandered round the town looking for the gang and company. After each cafe you've tried, you don't feel satisfied. You wander round till the clock strikes three. Gee, you wish you had your old girl back again, 'cause you're lonesome, oh so lonesome. Your poor heart's filled with pain. Gee, but it stopped when the gang's gone home, standing on the corner all alone. You may have dough, but you've got no place to go. You're craving women, wine, and women. The gang's left you flat with that old-time stall. You hurry home to gaze at four bare walls. Every thought seems to scorch when you carry the torch, and the gang's all gone home. You hurry home to gaze at four bare walls. Every thought seems to scorch when you carry the torch, and the gang's all gone home.
4, 3, 2, 1, blast off! What's happening? Space class.
Watch out! What was that?
What happened?
We're lost in space!
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die. Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
Spirit works in mysterious ways, let's just say. Wow, this is going to be impromptu meditation to vinyl. This is called Wasalu, Eternal Wind. And apparently this is a new age band from the 80s. This is 1988. This is so cool. You see, you hear these noises, it's like, this is what we would do to some type of shamanic journeying and shamanic drumming and all of this beautiful magic that is happening. Just take some nice deep inhales and exhales as you feel into the music. We are allowing ourselves to step into something new, and we're allowing ourselves to step into something we have never connected with before. Deep inhales and exhales. Inhale, exhales. Excellent. You're doing great. I love you. You're magnificent. You're perfect the way you are. Step into the light with me. Step into this beautiful journey. Where are we? Where are we going? What we know what we're doing is we're going to wash and clear and cleanse. We're going to wash, clear, and cleanse all things that do not serve us. Now in this moment, we're going to take all our worries and we're going to just fly them out. Just throw them out. Just throw them out the door. Like, imagine a Michael Jordan dunk and you have this ball and you put all of your worries and you put all of your stress, you put everything that is just kind of making you feel very hyperactive and angst-ridden, and you're going to put it into this basketball. And as you put it into this basketball, just put it all in there, everything that happened throughout the week. Anything that you're sitting with now that feels uncomfortable, oh, it hurts. Just put it in. Just put it in that ball. Just imagine it all and take it right now. We're going to take it and just do a nice Michael Jordan dunk. There we go. Toss it. Slam dunk. Slam dunk all those worries. We come into contact with beautiful, trusting spirit right now. We know that we are pure light, pure energy, and pure love. We know for a fact that our heart is singing in the best good and the best dynamic beauty possible. And as we're here, and as we shine our beautiful light, and we are in congruency with the magnificent source, we say, thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for giving me your all today. As you were giving me your all today, I am here and I'm alive. I am alive. I'm breathing air. And what a gift this is. What a gift this is to be here. What an honor to be living, breathing, to just have all this love. You see, where you're at, where you are right now, you are absolutely luxurious. This beautiful health, wealth, this joy, this love, this beauty, it's all here with you right now. In the infinite presence, in the infinite love. You are doing your best. You are always your best you could be right now in this moment. Feel into this. Feel into this light. Feel into this channeling right now. We uplift the vibration. Stepping into this place called gratitude is so important. Because once we enter gratitude, we enter a billionaire status. Once we enter gratitude, we enter financial independence. Once we enter gratitude, we enter a life that is forever giving, A life is forever a dispenser of wealth. A life where you wake up and you say, I will always be taken care of. I will never have any worries about any of my needs being met. No matter where I go and no matter what I do, the light is shining, and the light is shining on us all. The light is shining in our hearts. We look to gratitude and we come into contact for every little thing. The ears to be able to listen to this. The eyes to be able to see this beautiful world. Your organs, your skin, everything that you were able to do to come in contact with the beauty of love and the beauty of God, you are here. Made in the perfection, the most perfect image, that creative image that is here, blessed with you. You brought yourself here. You emerged to you. You are the God self that orchestrates all of this. Feeling into this. Feeling into the magnificent. And feeling beauty. Feeling so good. Let roots from our feet come all the way down to the center of the core of the earth and tie tight. We're grounded. We are loved. We are flawless in this perfect moment. We are so free. You are freedom. Your entire essence is freedom. As you come closer to this beautiful freedom, you can see all of your guides and you can picture all of these Native American shamans surrounding you. And if they're not Native American shamans, and you're actually seeing your angels, invite them all in. This is an open space for spirit to come bedazzle you, to come fill you with love and excellence, and to fill your cup up. You have gone throughout the whole day, the week, the month, carrying so much responsibility, being an adult, maybe not being an adult, being alive. You, by being alive, is work. You have a job to fulfill. You're here to bring extraordinary love to the entire planet. You have something inside of you that makes this world go round. For that is why you exist. For you are needed for this very moment. You are needed for this time in history. What you have inside of you is so unbelievably special that it was needed. What you have inside of you is so special that you were brought here to this existence right now. Feel into this. Feel into this luxury. Feel into this magnitude of enhanced life. Being your best. Can you feel the radiance? Can you feel the love? Feel into this. Feeling loved and magnificence right now. winding it down. Your angels and your spirit team comes to you, loves you, gives you a kiss, helps you to understand your beauty and how profound everything is, helps you to understand how valuable you are, helps you to understand how needed you are here on this planet. You play such a huge part. The heart of this world could not beat without you. There's a whole body of the entire world, and you are part of the system. Just like the body inside of you, we need every organ, blood vessel, muscle, bone, nerve, atoms, cells. We need it all working so we can be alive. You are like a part of that one universal body to make everything work. Let's have gratitude right now. Namaste. Namaste all the way. Thank you to the spirit guides and spirit team. See, good thing it's called freeform because today was completely freeform. Thank you for tuning in and listening to that beautiful meditation. Thank you so much. It was all in, I loved the meditation music was all impromptu. It was, I don't know who these people are, and it's great. I just discovered them today. So that's what it's about. It's about spontaneity, and I know Spirit had fun with that. I was like, oh, let's see what she can do with this. Let's see how she can finagle that. So sit back, relax. We're going to have an amazing show. We're here till 8 p.m. There's just going to be continuously uplifting, continuously beauty coming in. It's going to be all spontaneous. There's no structure today. Any kind of music, anything I'm feeling, we're just going to go with the flow. Anything that wants to channel in to come through, and we will have a message at the end of the show, but anything that wants to just come through, anything positive, anything of love, anything that I feel that needs to be shared within the next 2 hours, you know, I forgot my drum, but good thing we have things like this. Last time we opened up and we did a past life regression meditation, a spontaneous past life regression meditation. It was such a great show. I had a dream I was Jane Mansfield, because that is my most past, she is my most past life. Do you know who your past life is? Have you ever inquiry about it? Have you did any research, tapped in, went in, asked your guides? You know, that's something we can do here. We can always participate in that here, where we get a chance to say, okay, let me open up and see if I can see who I am in my past life, you know? Ask through your dreams. Ask spirit. It's fun. It's fun to know. So we're going to carry on. Actually, this is very interesting. I have a dialogue from American History X, and it's at the end. This is actually from the end of the movie, and it was in my library, and I was just like, I was feeling spontaneous, and I was like, this is such a memorable scene of the movie at the end, and everything that went on, and the script and the dialogue and everything that goes on. Really? Am I doing that? I was just like, what is that? Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean for that to happen. Anyway, sound effects. I hope you weren't like, oh my God, I'm having such a great meditation. Boom, boom. And then you hear, God, like, sorry about that. Hey, tomato. I don't know, this is spontaneous, and I feel like just sit back and enjoy the creativity. We're here till 8 p.m. That was the wrong one. What am I doing? So I took the wrong clip, actually. It was the dialogue that I thought, oh, I failed at life right now. Anyways, stay tuned.
Favorite psychic Ryan Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Make sure to tune into my show, Paranormal Playground Sounds. Get excited for spirit communication, new music, and the dream world. Come play with me in the supernatural. Hear it live right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass., Freeform Radio. Woo!
About our love. others die. No longer can I walk these paths, for they have changed. I must be on, the sun is gone, and I think it's gonna rain. Sunday will never be the same. I lost my Sunday song, he'll not be back again. I remember children feeding flocks of pigeons. I remember sunshine.
Chaplain, and he authorized me to send for my ebony eyes. My ebony eyes was coming to me from out of the skies on flight 1203. In an hour I would whisper I do to my beautiful ebony eyes.
The plane was way overdue, so I went inside to the airline's desk and I said, "Sir, I wonder why 1203 is so late." He said, "Oh, they probably took off late. They may have run into some turbulent weather and had to alter their course." I went back outside and I waited at the gate and I watched the beacon light from the control tower as it whipped through the dark ebony skies as if it were searching for... And then came the announcement over the loudspeaker. Those having relatives or friends on flight number 1203, please report to the chapel across the street at once.
Then I felt a burning break deep inside, and I knew the heavenly ebony skies had taken my life's most wonderful.
When you sit, you're intending to wake up. You're intending to have a realization. If you can think for a moment at a time in your life when you were sleeping, I'm talking about sleeping in your bed, having dreams, and that type of thing, not just sleepwalking as so much of humanity is doing. And then inside that dream, you become conscious and realize that you do not want to oversleep, that you have an important appointment, and you begin to force yourself awake. You know you're sleeping, you know you're in a dream state, and so you begin to make yourself wake up. In that same sense, when you are establishing an intention to wake up, you're establishing an intention to realize your oneness with God. You're sitting in meditation, but it's almost like you know that you're in a dream. You have these thought patterns that are becoming your experience. Your perception is coloring how you see life. You're having the awareness that you're not really having a direct experience of reality. Like I like to say, no one really has a direct experience of reality. They have an experience of their thoughts and perceptions about reality. As you know this, you go into meditation and you enter into an awareness that you're seeking to wake up from the thoughts about reality and give yourself permission to have an awareness of your oneness with life. I want to invite you to do that with me right now. Again, for those of you who are out there driving heavy farm equipment, we don't want you to run over any cows in your field. For those who are driving automobiles, we don't want you to be the meaning of an accident. Even if you're on a sewing machine, just be careful. Don't close your eyes. Now, all these things, they may make you laugh in this moment. You may be laughing. That's good, because you always want to enter into meditation practice with a sense of lightness, buoyancy, joy. This is not heavy stuff. This is not serious stuff. Believe me, there's nothing serious going on in a multidimensional universe, because order is heaven's first law. The universe, which is the manifestation of the magnificence, the intelligence, the beauty of the mind of God, is not going to compromise itself, and God can't contradict itself. So there's nothing really seriously going on in the universe. No one is dying.
Hello, baby.
You know someone?
Woohoo! Hello, I love you. This is your favorite psychic medium, Ryan Merlinite, the Boston medium. Make sure to tune into my show, Paranormal Playground Sounds. Get excited for spirit communication, new music, and the dream world. Come play with me in the supernatural. Hear it live right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass, Freeform Radio. Woo!
You heard it. Well, this is the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Right here, right now. We're right here, right now. I hope you enjoyed that transition from Spanky and Our Gang, and then it went right to the Everly Brothers, right into the Nas instrumental for Illmatic, the album. And it mixed with Michael Beckwith. I hope you liked that remix I did. Spirit actually, Spirit always coordinates that. They always make my remixes. It's crazy. I know this sounds absurd, but I literally will just be like, I will be in mixing mode and they'll just be like, nah, you, we're slipping this in. And they literally slipped in that dialogue from Michael Bernard Beckwith when I was queuing up Nas instrumental. I was actually going to put in the American History X at the end about, you know, about the brother, the little brother, not Dan, it's not the vineyard brother, and he was talking about how hate is, you know, it's just meaningless at the end of the day. It's like, why are you wasting your life hating? And I was gonna put that in, but the audio was so faint, and I was like, oh no, I don't know if that was gonna work. And then lo and behold, they're like, they just put in Beckwith. That whole thing about meditation and dreams, it's just like, it was just perfect. So I'm glad that worked out. Ah, Anyways, see, we're having fun here. We're having fun at the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you, everyone, for listening in and spending your Tuesday night doing this. I know, it's there's a lot going on. There's the holidays. We just had Thanksgiving. Now we're transitioning into